The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
When you drink caffeine, it's supposed to have this uplifting effect, right? It wakes you up. That's why people drink coffee. That's why people drink energy drinks. My husband, DJ Automatic, has found a coffee that he's having quite the reaction to.
Oh, no.
I want to talk about this now. Good morning. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. Dana Cortez Show is on. Happy New Year. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's affecting him like...
How is it affecting me? Let me know how it's affecting me.
It's like crack coffee.
Oh, because
you won't stop talking. Oh.
I talk a lot anyways, but...
No.
Wait, what do you... Is it just a positive effect?
I like it. Dana, yeah, he's really happy, and he's just jabbering away. He asks me questions, doesn't give me a second to answer, Ooh. Just kind of keeps going, and he's smiling. But my worry is that you're going to get used to it, and you're going to need more and more and more.
Becoming like a little crackhead coffee guy?
Yes!
Okay, hello,
you found this coffee, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Well, first of all,
you're the Panera Bread lady on TikTok and Instagram. She went viral because she didn't realize the drink she was drinking from there was just making her crazy and happy because it had so much caffeine in it.
I'm self-aware, so I cut it in half already. I'm cutting my dosage already.
Okay.
So I knew that if I was going to take a full four scoops in my coffee in the mornings, it's going to, turn
two
me into...
Two scoops is your max.
Yeah, two scoops is my max, Yeah. You know how, like, some weightlifter guys, they take the power protein stuff, they get all that, like, creatine stuff, gets them all ready in the morning? Well, I got chocolate coffee in the morning.
Yeah, the more and more we talk about this, the more and more it seems like actual crack.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just not,
for
yeah.
Real, like, no, that's not really, though, but I just like the effects, but it did worry me, and I know everyone in this room, and more than likely, everybody listening, has been addicted to caffeine at one point. And you don't drink coffee, Ant, but you do the energy drinks. Not anymore, though, right?
I cut back on energy drinks. I do have an energy drink. I will say I relapse.
I was going to say.
I saw you.
I'm glad you relapsed because last week was tough.
Yeah, last week.
You were moody.
All right. What's your favorite kind of coffee? What's got the most caffeine and gets you going? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Hey. Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go and start with National Thesaurus Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I love that. You can't even say it,
but you love it.
I use a thesaurus almost every day on my phone.
All right. We also got National Winnie the Pooh Day. So shout out to the bear with no pants.
Honey pot.
No, but remember the blood Winnie or whatever that
is. Blood and honey.
We don't talk about that stuff, okay?
That didn't do well.
And let's wrap it up on National Maintenance Day. Get in there and get some spring maintenance done.
Oh, okay. So that's like.
It's still winter, first of all.
Right? My bad, dude. I went full Christmas on that. My fault, guys.
You know what maintenance we need to do? Take down our Christmas tree.
Oh, there it is, dude.
We have not taken it down, and we are in the middle of January.
Well, get another cup of that crack coffee, Automatic.
Maybe that's what I'll do tonight. Have a cup of coffee and clean and take down all the Christmas stuff.
That sounds like a methamphetamine at this point, dude.
Wait, hold on. Today's January 18th. Let's start counting the days. How long is it going to take us to get the Christmas tree down?
Well, one of us is home a lot more than the other one of us.
Hey!
So one of us could do it by herself.
Don't blame me. I cannot do that. I can't. I'm not that tall to reach up there and get that tree down. Yeah, I don't have a ladder.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the radio on, this is a brand new segment we're calling Crazy Crimes of Passion. DJ Automatic and Anthony A. have just been looking at me as I'm sharing this story. It's a lot. Let me set it up. Brenda Delgado was a young first-generation American, came here from Mexico with high hopes of a new life, fell in love with Ricardo Paniwa. Now, this is before he became a dentist. Helped him, supported him while he was in school, and then... Ricky,
once he got there, he forgot about her, didn't he?
He said, you know what? I've decided now that I'm a dentist, I got a new love in my life.
Ooh.
Broke up with Brenda and fell in love with Kendra Hatcher, who was also a dentist.
I think that is a pretty good thing to do. Cut it off at least.
He did, but Brenda was hurt. She herself was in school to become a dental hygienist. She said, I can't not understand how I supported you during all of this and you left me. He remained friends with Brenda, but Brenda just could not handle the fact that he had left her for this woman who, oh my gosh, I put in all the time and now you get the benefits? So, according to prosecutors, they allege that Brenda paid Christopher Love and Crystal Cortez $500, drugs, and a promise to be part of the Mexican cartel to kill Kendra. Christopher Love approached Kendra in the parking garage of her uptown Dallas apartment, shot her in the head, and ran back to the getaway car that Crystal Cortez was driving.
What?
Once police began piecing the crime together using surveillance video, Brenda fled to Mexico, was listed on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted, but was eventually captured and extradited back to the U.S. She was tried and found guilty, sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole. Listen to Kendra's sister after the verdict.
You can't even look at me. No matter how envious you were of any human being, it does not give you the right to destroy lives. Many lives, your own family's lives, our lives, Kendra's lives, my children's lives. Who the hell do you think you are, Brenda?
I also have audio of Kendra's mother speaking directly to Brenda Delgado on a stand. But before I play that, how insane do you have to be, not only Brenda, but the two people that did this for $500?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, $500 and some drugs?
Well, and instant access to the cartel.
Which is a total freaking lie.
That is a lie. But, I mean, depending on your situation, if someone's to offer you a cartel pass, I might.
Brenda must have sold it.
She is a talented salesman, which what Brenda was.
She better get ready to sell some ramen.
I think. Now. She was in the car when they did the actual crime?
She was not in the car.
Oh, okay.
But she allowed them to use her vehicle.
That's not boss at all. That's
dumb.
Yeah, that's where, like,
that's what got her caught.
Yeah, if
so
I would have been one of those guys.
Police showed her ex, Ricky, what was his name? His name is Ricardo. Now he's Ricky. He's a dentist. He's Ricky now. He recognized the car and they started piecing things together. Now, here is Kendra Hatcher's mother. I mean, think about this. This mother lost her daughter.
Horrible.
To a scheming, murderous, jealous woman.
You, Brenda Delgado, have earned your spot on this earth behind cold steel bars for the rest of your miserable, pathetic life.
Being a mother myself, I just can't imagine the pain this woman is feeling.
Kudos, and my thoughts are with his mother, because I was surprised that she was able to get through those words. You know, I would be so passionate about it. I'm not sure if I would be able to convey myself like that.
I might get out of that chair.
But, like, this is not a uncommon tale, though, tragically.
And I know.
It's a very serious question when you ask a person, do you have any exes or do you have anything else going on that I should know about
before we start dating?
I'm a single man, bro. I deal with this when women, you know, it happens.
It does happen. But the dentist and the other dentist obviously knew that he was in a relationship before. The other woman knew. She had to have known. I mean, the woman was going to dental school. She was going to be his hygienist.
Well, we don't know.
Unless he lied to the other woman and just said,
He probably did. But in the end, it doesn't matter. You don't attack or kill someone to keep the person that you love. You move on with your life. This is crazy. And that's why she's never getting out of prison. Although she claims she's innocent and is appealing the case.
Hell no, dog.
Right. Yeah, they just got your car.
Lock her up forever, dog.
Back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, how many days did I pretend I was sick and watch The Price is Right as home? That's the WTF story today. I'm not alone. Jared Jeffries, who's a former NBA player, played for the Knicks, for the Rockets, couldn't believe it when he was called down at The Price is Right.
Come on down, Jared.
I mean, think about it. I remember watching, thinking, I want to be there one day. And that's exactly what happened to him. And not only did he get called down, he got to play for the biggest prize of all.
Oh,
you are going to look great in your brand new car!
That was the best prize ever! He wins the car!
Oh,
it's a brand new Toyota Corolla.
Man, amazing. Shout out to him. That's usually where my dream stops. I feel like I would get outbid once I got down there.
Oh. You'd be the one who lost by the penny?
Yeah, dude, I could never do that.
But here's the catch. This guy is very, very tall.
I'm 6'11". I had to sit sideways in the back seat.
All right, here is his reaction when he interviewed with CNN.
I was generally more excited about winning on The Price is Right than I was being drafted.
All right, he's gifting the car to his daughter. Congratulations.
Oh, all right. Well, let's go from the Price is Right studios to another lucky man, a rice farmer in Indonesia, goes by the name of Kaan. Yeah, K-A-A-N. He has been married a record-breaking, I'm not sure if it's a record, but he's been married 87 times.
Oh my God, he beat me.
Well, see, there's a lot of questions going on, right? He's been getting married since the age of 14. Don't ask me the logistics.
He beat me.
Dana got married at 15.
Yeah. Sometimes the rice farmer would marry two women at a time. And that's how he's gotten up to 87. He's 61 years old and he does plan to remarry. So he's going to go for lucky number 88, ladies.
DJ Automatic, can you imagine two of me?
Oh!
Two of me?
No, hell no. But he might be cousins with this woman. So listen to this. Tennessee cops, including a married female officer, are fired after repeated wild sex romps.
Whoa.
Officer Megan Hall and her fellow law officers engaged in wild sex escapades that included sending dirty pictures, taking her top off at a Girls Gone Wild hot tub party, having oral sex with two different officers, and this was all while she was in an open marriage, but only according to her, not her husband.
Bad boys, bad boys.
Her husband didn't know it was an open marriage.
No, he didn't. Well, he does know. He knows now, yeah.
And are they still together?
He's sticking by her side.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she took protecting and serving to a whole new level.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, a study was just done in England that reveals the 10 most beautiful baby names for boys and girls. According to science, the study was done in partnership with a linguistics and phonetics expert. So I'll tell you what those beautiful names are coming up. I always go last. DJ Automatic, you always go first. What you got?
In case you missed it, Elon Musk has set a new record for losing the most wealth ever.
No.
Yeah, the Guinness World Record says that he lost $182 billion over the last year.
Damn.
And to add insult to injury, he is now slashing the prices of Teslas because they are not selling at all. They've actually cut the prices by 20%.
Here's why. Because Teslas are bought by, and this is political, but I'm put out there, left-wing progressive liberals who want to get away from gas and oil and all of that.
Damn, okay, here we
and
go,
he's dude. Been anti-left-wing. Oh. So he bit the hand that feeds him. You know, more Republicans, it's about gas and oil. And to be honest, you ain't going to get rid of neither. Electricity's coming and gas and oil aren't going anywhere.
Twitter was the worst investment for that man of all time.
But I mean, we're still like relatively very poor compared to Elon Musk.
Oh, I know. He's still worth $138 billion. But to lose $183 billion is crazy.
Oh, and then the people that bought those Teslas are like, well, wait a minute. Hold on. Now my car's worthless.
All right. Well, in case you missed it, a British study revealed that only 45% of men surveyed wash their sheets every 4 months.
What? Whoa. 4 months? Oh, okay, dude. I was bad. I wasn't that bad.
12% of that study also said they wait longer.
Ugh.
All right. Now, as a single man, I will say that it depends on the consistency of strange that I'm receiving. If I'm having a lot of partners over, then I will be washing my sheets more frequent.
Okay.
But now, if I'm practicing baby gravy retention, then I won't be washing them as often.
So I remember the girl who peed in your bed washed your sheets for you, right?
Yeah. That was a story I didn't think we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
That's a different study.
Hopefully you got a new mattress after
that
one.
Okay, hey, bud.
Anyway, unless you have that like little kid pee guard. That
you know how hard it took
we
me to...
have that little kid pee guard because DJ Automatic is a sweater. Oh. He's a sweater.
Thanks, Dana.
I'm just airing everybody's business out. You want to move on to beautiful baby names?
Might as well.
You guys ready? Okay. According to science, a study was just done in England at North Hampshire University by a linguistics specialist. The 5 most beautiful boy names, Matthew, Julian, William, Isaiah, and Leo. The 5 most beautiful girl names, and remember, this is according to science, Sophia, Zoe, Everly, Sophie, and Riley. Where Dana at?
Not in there.
Obviously not. And my name is a unisex name.
So my brother's in there.
It's number one.
I know. So my brother's name is, I call him Matt, and he gets mad because he's like, don't call me Matt. It sounds like a burp. Call me Matthew.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
right. Nobody's ever going to call him Matthew.
I've never even, like the people he works with, they call him Matthew.
I'm on the fence about Williams. Will.
So you don't like William? Will?
Yeah, I don't like Will. I don't like Will. I don't like Will at all, dude.
What did Will do to you?
Huh?
Because there sounds like there's some personal beef with Will.
I mean, if we want to talk about Will, start talking about the slap.
That's right.
We can start there if you want,
Will will forever be a negative name.
Yeah, dude. Come on, dude. Will's loose temper. He's a hot canyon. I do like Isaiah, though, might I say. Shout out to Isaiah.
Isaiah's beautiful. Leo? That's my daughter Stasia's boyfriend's name.
He's still a boyfriend. I don't know.
Not married, but they need to hurry up and rush down that aisle.
They're gonna get married, aren't they?
Oh, you're see now you start.
Leo hates Anthony. That's what he does.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, J-Lo just revealed that Ben Affleck, her husband's kids, moved in with them. What does she also have to say about Jennifer Garner, Ben's ex? I've got audio I'm going to play for you right now. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, This and More, all brought to you by Ulta. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
Dude, do you guys remember Estelle? She's celebrating her birthday. Oh, shout out to Estelle. She was amazing. Hello. Kevin Costner also celebrating a birthday. And we'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, so let's talk about Shakira. She's making news because of her new song, Out of Your League, hit 64.5 million plays in 24 hours, the biggest Latino song to ever do that. She says inside this song, "You left me with the in-laws as my neighbors and in debt. You thought you hurt me. You made me stronger. I'm worth two 22-year-olds. You traded a Ferrari for a Twingo. You lost a Rolex and settled for a Casio." Gerard has moved on with 23-year-old Clara Chia. And according to various reports, he cheated on Shakira and she was cheating on her man too.
Oh, they're cheating on each other? Oh,
yeah, the new they were cheating on their relationships prior to this.
What were the YouTube numbers again? How much?
64.5 million.
In comparison to like the hip hop YouTube charts, Eminem originally had the record with 38 million.
Yeah.
And then 6ix9ine came and took it with 38.9 million. So right. Shakira's like moving
doubling him.
Woo! That's big. That's big.
Nothing like a woman scorn.
Mm. All right, now we'll talk about Justin Bieber. He turned down headlining Coachella, which is about 2 million for the Biebs. He says he's busy making an album, and that's the biggest thing on his plate, and he will be going on tour himself later, but I do think he'll make a little appearance. He's done it 2 years in a row now.
Good. I'm just happy to see that we got more Justin Bieber music on the way.
Is his health better again?
He is doing better, but I think Automatic, that's part of the reason too. Focusing on the album, getting healthy so we can go on tour. And then finally, Jennifer Lopez sat down with the Today Show and revealed that Ben Affleck's three children have moved in with them.
Been together, the kids moved in together. It's been like a really kind of emotional transition, but at the same time, like all your dreams coming true. And it's just been a phenomenal year, like my best year, I think, since my kids were born.
She goes on in that interview to say that Jennifer Garner is an amazing mother and co-parent, and she and Ben are very good friends, and their children come first. Aww. Oh, I hope they all hang out together and take pictures.
No. That's too much. Nobody likes to coexist with an obnoxiously great step-parent like that.
Like too J-Lo? Many Jennifers?
Yeah, dude. That's just...
I mean, she's second-tier Jennifer.
Oh, no. How would
even
you...
to her kids, no. That's awful.
How would you feel, ladies, about your ex's new love talking about you, but in a positive way? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Pizza Hut is bringing back something from the 90s. And I haven't been this excited in a minute. Can't wait to tell you what it is. Food news inside hottest hashtags. Happy New Year with a Dana Cortez show. And I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
So apparently nostalgia and anything old is new again. If you grew up in 80s or 90s, you know what the Sony Walkman is.
Of course.
It's the original pocket music player. It was a status symbol, right? If you
That's
had that,
the yellow one, right?
Money. Yeah, I don't know what color it was, DJ. I'm like, I don't remember. But it's making a comeback. Sony revived the Walkman. Now, it doesn't play cassette tapes or CDs. It's all digital. But it looks identical to the OG. It launched in Japan and sold out in minutes. So it's coming to the U.S. within the next 6 months. $800. A pop.
So it just looks like an old cassette player and it just costs you a lot of money.
Yeah. Hmm.
Wow. I'm an iPod person, so this is stupid.
I don't understand the nostalgia behind buying something that just looks old.
People want old stuff.
Well, that's not old. It doesn't play tapes.
I would go crazy, though, for an iPod, like a first-gen iPod if they were to drop
that. They're worth a lot of money, dude.
I would go wild for that.
I remember you gave me one, and I don't know
and
where it is.
And you lost it?
I don't know where it is. I'll look for it. All right, and then in food news, Pizza Hut announced they're bringing back one of their 90s favorites. It's the Big New Yorker. 24 years after its initial launch, this pizza is 30% larger than their large. It has foldable slices, and they're doing it just in time for the big game. Remember I posted an Instagram of Pizza Hut back in the day?
Yeah.
When people used to dine in there and play Pac-Man and all that. It's one of my most watched videos. People want, for some reason, they're feeling comfort in old stuff.
The Pizza Hut buffet.
Dude. For some reason, that Pepsi tastes so good in them red cups. I don't know what it was. Go to Dana Cortez on Instagram and watch it. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's start with National Thesaurus Day.
Can you think of another word for thesaurus?
Another word for thesaurus.
Is there another word for thesaurus?
Not a dictionary? I don't know.
Not a dictionary? Yeah, book of words? Maybe that word. What about National Maintenance Day, everybody? Get out there, change your oil if you need to. I recently just replaced the motor on my windshield wipers.
Oh,
so you did that yourself?
Well, I scheduled the appointment.
I was going to say,
I was going to say you did not.
And then I waited for the part to come in, and the mechanics did it. But I scheduled it, so I got it done. That's the point. That's the moral of the story of what you need to do today, people. And let's celebrate one of the most iconic Canadians in history. It is National Winnie the Pooh Day.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh's a Canadian?
Yeah, he's Canadian, ladies and gentlemen. He is Canadian.
He does kind of remind me of Drake. Damn. Anyway, all right, a little soft. You know what I'm saying? A little soft.
The original certified lover bear.
I loved Winnie the Pooh when I was little, but my favorite book was Little Bunny Foo Foo. That was just for me.
I had never read that until our daughter.
Did you automatic? I couldn't believe it when you told me that. The Velveteen Rabbit.
See, my mom had 4 kids in 5 years, so she just didn't read to me.
Oh, damn.
So I didn't get childhood stories.
Well, she was doing something, but it wasn't reading.
Yeah. My mom, shout out to my mom. She always brought us up with a library card. Library card.
I did go to the library a lot, yeah. And I taught myself how to read, too. I pretty much taught myself how to do everything in life.
You delivered yourself at your own labor, too, right?
If I could have, I probably would have.
We'll have to ask Mama Matic about that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How does your new partner feel about their ex? Ooh. You're not wrong for being curious. So we're going to tell you how to ask your partner and get to the bottom of that question right there. I was with you, two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today we had our Crazy Crimes of Passion.
The debut.
Kicked off here inside the Dana Cortez Show. And we talked about Brenda Delgado, who had her ex-boyfriend's new lover slain. And she was eventually found guilty, Brenda was, of setting that up. And it got us to talking about how dangerous it can be on an extreme level to, you know, inquire a new person without really knowing about what they've been through romantically.
Yeah, that could be a thing. You got to know about the ex, you know, before you get all the way into it.
You have to. And also, like, okay, let's not take it that deep, right? Let's not go that far to where there's people acting out. But no matter where you're at in the talking stage, when you're getting to know a person, I date a lot, and you're going to have that, like, okay, what brought you here to me? Like, why are you single?
Why? Yeah, exactly.
Why are you single? All right. So if you're curious about your new partner's ex and you want to see how they really feel, automatic, I feel like you have something to say.
I do. I want to know what questions do you ask?
Okay. Here's what you do. Number one, this is the big one. Who broke up with who?
Oh,
that's off top.
You're not going to get the truth out of that one. They're not going to be like, I got dumped. Nobody ever says I got dumped. If they say it was mutual, they got dumped.
Okay. Here's the second one. How long ago was the breakup? This is very big for me.
Not going to get the truth out of that one either, because they're probably still talking to him.
Damn, dude.
Breakups are hard.
This third one I thought was a little problematic. I think this is a little petty. I don't think you have to ask this one. What did you used to do for fun together?
I don't want to know that.
You don't want to know that, right? That's not at all it. And let's see. The next question is, what's one thing you really disliked about your ex?
That's a good question.
You think so? I think it's a little petty. Come on. You don't got to
know. No, because then you know that's something that they don't want in their life.
Okay, so maybe it could be viewed as something that you might have learned that doesn't work for you. And the last one is, why did it end?
Oh. I think that's a great question to ask, but it's a hard one to get the truth out of.
It's automatic. So you're just skeptic of everybody?
Pretty much. I mean, most people aren't going to admit that they failed at something. They're always going to blame the other person.
Man, let the honesty set you free. If you really moved on from that situation, then you should be able to be honest with the new person.
But how many people can move on right away?
Oh,
very rare.
That's why you do the Anthony A every month in equals a month out rule. All right. For every month that you spent in your past relationship, you owe it to yourself to find more out about yourself and be single for that amount of time.
Okay.
That's my rule. And if you're dating somebody, I don't talk to this person unless you're at least 6 months removed from your last relationship.
6 months?
6 months before I take you seriously. Because he, as a guy, you know when you still have that call back to her. You know when you could call your ex back and be like, I'm going to get her back.
No, you're right.
And if I'm really trying to date you, like, I'm going to give, you have to be at least broken up for 6 months from your past partner from me.
I think that's a solid policy right there.
That's a solid policy right there. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.